It comes as no surprise that people generally avoid talking about mortality. In fact, the simple thought of discussing death conjures up such negative thoughts and emotions that most people simply ignore the topic until they are forced to deal with one of life's most significant events in the most unsuspecting way. Coal Harbor resident Lynn Surrett hopes to change all that. "There's so much bury your head in the sand attitude," explains the facilitator of the Dartmouth Death Cafe, a drop-in program dedicated to the discussion of dying. "But, it's just the circle of life. You're born, you grow up, you get old and you die." As host of the monthly meeting for more than 2 years, Surrett is well qualified to tackle any issues to do with eternal rest. As a retired licensed practical nurse in geriatrics and palliative care, she has been forced to face death and those who are dying many times over the years. "I couldn't even count the number of people I have been with as they died, and the biggest thing people are afraid of is being alone," says Surrett, noting that it's important for people to talk about their fears of death. "Most people aren't afraid to die. They are afraid to be alone when they go." Popularized by British web designer John Underwood in 2011, the idea of creating a casual group meeting about death was originally influenced by the ideas of Swiss sociologist Bernard Cretaz, who formed the Café Mortal movement in France and Switzerland. A group-directed conversation of matters dealing with the end of life, death cafes have no agenda or objective. Instead, it is a free-flowing meeting that addresses subjects related to mortality. However, as Surrett says, it is important to note it is not intended to be seen as grief support. "We are not a support group and we are not a counseling group, because there is a specific niche for that, but you do get support here," adds Surrett. "It's an open, respectful and confidential space where people can give their views and ideas, and the goal of the whole thing is to make people more comfortable with the end of their life." As a result, Surrett says the conversation can range from everything from first-hand experiences with death to questions about wills and powers of attorney. She has even invited guest speakers such as social workers and mental health experts. "I just sort of let the conversation go, and if it doesn't go, I'll hand out a list of questions to spur discussion," says Surrett. "We always say that if someone looks nervous and you don't want to tell us anything about yourself, just say what your name is so you can talk or not talk. There's always someone that will talk." The Dartmouth Death Cafe meets the second Thursday of every month from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Coal Harbor Library. Proof of vaccination is mandatory, and the group continues to follow the current COVID-19 measures as laid out by Nova Scotia Public Health. A nonprofit program, Surrett is dedicated to helping people discuss the topic of death, noting that her ultimate goal for the Dartmouth Death Cafe is to assist people in defeating the paralyzing fears surrounding end-of-life issues. "I feel like I'm helping people in a way," says Surrett, noting that opening up conversations about death allows people to deal with real-life matters like living wills and processing grief. "It just encourages people to discuss the finality of life and why we fear it, because so many people are afraid of death." For more information on the Dartmouth Death Cafe, visit the website.